Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Developer Advocate, and it's the end of June, which means that summer is about to start in Seattle. But before I get busy at various barbecues, let's dive into this week's top dev news. First up, Azure IoT Edge has reached general availability globally, meaning that it's ready for enterprise-grade and scaled deployments. Azure IoT Edge was introduced just over a year ago, and in that time, there have been lots of updates to the service. Some of the big changes include the fact that IoT Edge is open source and available on GitHub, which is awesome, as well as support for the MOBI container management system, a new, more simplified developer experience, and security enhancements. Over on the IoT show here on Channel 9, Olivier runs through some of the latest changes and shows how you can configure and provision an IoT Edge device, in this case, a Raspberry Pi, with zero touch. Check out the video and the link in the show notes for more information on IoT Edge. Also on Channel 9 this week, John Papa sits down with Craig Shoemaker on the latest episode of Five Things to talk about service workers. And John is a leader on the CDA team, so that's a good segue, or it's my attempt at a segue, into an article another one of my CDA colleagues, Anthony Chu, has written for Code Magazine. Anthony offers up a great tutorial for how to build a real-time application with ASP.NET Core SignalR. SignalR on ASP.NET Core is one of the new supported features of ASP.NET Core 2.1, and we touched on it a bit a few weeks ago. What I really appreciate about Anthony's tutorial is that he takes the time to explain the differences between ASP.NET SignalR and ASP.NET Core SignalR. Anyway, it's a great article, so check it out. If you're a user of Azure Search, you're going to love the next bit of news. Autocomplete in Azure Search is now in public preview, answering one of the most popular user voice requests. The feature has a few different supported modes, including one-term, two-term, and one-term with context, and there is also fuzzy matching support for those methods, too. In the show notes is a link to a blog post about this public preview, which links to a tutorial and the SDK and API documentation. Speaking of things in preview, Visual Studio 2017 version 15.8 Preview 3 is now available. This update includes performance improvements, updated JavaScript and TypeScript tooling, and mobile development improvements that we will be talking about in a couple of minutes. On the performance side, one of the big features is faster project reloads, and the team says that the project unload and reload that used to take more than a minute can now be done in just a few seconds. Anyway, there's lots of improvements and updates, so check them out, and if you're ready to try it for yourself, get the preview today. Speaking of Visual Studio 2017, the Xamarin team has a new blog post showing off what's new in Xamarin Android Designer. There's a lot of new stuff, from new Android resource subsystem to a revamped property panel to support for new Android features in Android Oreo, including custom fonts and adaptive font resizing. And the post also shows off some of the features of what you can expect when Visual Studio 2017 15.8 ships, which we talked about earlier, so check that out. Now, switching gears a bit, I want to highlight some of the cool stories happening around tech with some throwback flair. First, Kevin Scott, Microsoft CTO, has a new podcast called Behind the Tech, where he talks to tech luminaries about their tech stories. And the first episode is out now, and it's with Anders Helsberg, the father of C# and TypeScript, and a familiar face to Channel 9 fans. Hearing about how Anders got into writing tools for developers is really fascinating, and this podcast is worth a listen, so check it out. There are links to Google Play and iTunes in the show notes. Anders' story starts in the 70s and 80s, which was a great time for computing. And back in the 80s, the BBC had a computer literacy project, which included video content as well as programs for the BBC microcomputer. And this was all focused on teaching viewers at home how to code. And what's really cool is that a team at the BBC has built an archive of all those videos and programs using open source that anybody can access. And it's really neat to be able to kind of revisit the past. So check out that link in the show notes. And speaking of revisiting the past, Microsoft released a new version of the much-loved IntelliMouse recently. Dubbed the Microsoft Classic IntelliMouse, this new mouse has some modern updates. It's higher DPI, for instance, but it keeps the same classic design from 2003. And there's a really great Q&A in the show notes with Simon Dearsley, the devices director at Microsoft, on the new mouse and why they decided to bring it back. And now it's time for my pick of the week. And since I decided to go retro this week, check out my shirt, I had to give a shout out to this amazing Windows 95 phone concept video that I discovered thanks to my friend Andrew at Gizmodo. And the video reimagines what a modern phone running Windows 95 would look like. And honestly, between like the mocked up images and then the remixed Windows 95 theme, which I'd like want to be my ringtone, this is something that I actually want to exist. So check that out, but turn the sound up because the music's amazing. Let me know your favorite Windows 95 theme pack in the comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe our YouTube channel, and I'll see you next week.